Show here at the top of the second hour, and we have some very interesting talk going on here this evening. If you want to join in, please do. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443. I almost gave out someone else's private number on the air.
Guys, please call the number, though. You can find us on republicbroadcasting.org to find the number and all of our past casts. Just look up our show, Red Pill Hardcore. Find all of our old episodes. Still fast stuff. Number 512-248-8252. 248-512-8252. That number one more time. 248.
No,
512-248-8252. So, call that number, republicbroadcasting.org, and remember, tonight's show is brought to you by tlbtalk.com, censorship-free social media platform. I mean, how much more evidence do we have to give you that Facebook sucks, or a bunch of pedo protectors, and they hate free speech? So, download TLB Talk for Android or Apple, and stop letting Big Brother perv on you. So, tlbtalk.com, guys.
All right.
Oh, and so we got.
Well, are we going to hear those impressions? I want to hear some impressions.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot. Mike, yeah, go ahead with your impressions. Who do you want to start with?
Can we put you on the spot?
I've told you before, the turn of the frog's gay! I don't know what I got to do to people. UGD, sons of. Oh! Bad enough!
Oh, I wish we had video for that. That was excellent. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I want to see him slamming his fist on the desk. Oh man, we got to get soon enough, guys. We're going to be live streaming, and you're going to be able to see Mike's fierce ass beard.
I got the documents right here. Damn it!
All right, do me.
All right, guys, so here we are. I'm doing an L. Got V here. You know me. I'm going to be right up in Bill Gates' face. I'm going to screw these pedophiles where they don't want to be screwed. It's going to be great. All right,
that's
back
good,
to you, V.
Man. That's good.
He's good. The man's good. All right, Theo, you're on the spot now. Your turn to do impressions. Do me first.
Yeah,
right.
Theo doesn't like to put on the spot.
All right, it's my turn. All right. Let's start with Mikey. Dude, here's the thing. First of all, Skype's been down all day. I'm dealing with crap. People have been calling stab milers up my butt. And Rev's on. I don't know if you guys want to let Rev on or not. I've been drinking some fine whiskey and IPA all day with my fly-ass girlfriend. And see, that's Mikey. All right, here's V. yes, welcome back to the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. And I'm, of course, joined. Okay, so I haven't got the deep voice yet. And then Theo is, come on, Dad. And Bill Cosby. I've already did Dave Chappelle, you know. And that's out for Bubba Scout right there. So I think we covered it all right there.
Theo, if you didn't get me to say Jell-O pudding.
And it's a green light for mom.
Pudding pop.
That's some sour pudding.
Yeah, you know what? We can't let Rib on if everyone is in agreement.
I'm fine with that. Let's let my boy on. Let's see if he's got any updates. Let's hear about the latest updates in the white oppression, in the world of white oppression, and what V can do to help save the world without any help of Rev. I'm just going to mute up, grab a snack, and enjoy.
Okay, come on now. U.S. Pentagon first team, Boy Scout Rev. You met your match. Come on, yeah. U.S. Pentagon first team, Boy Scout Rev. This is it, the ultimate. He's the ultimate. His name is Art Carkeys or something. I couldn't pronounce it. It was either Nerda, Gerda, and today I heard him. I've been listening to him all month, and it's on that malicious show. You don't know nothing. He's got it all. I mean, he's the all-time champ on that Jeopardy show. Everything that's arms, everything that's history, he knows it all, and he don't shut up. We have to raid into his program. I said, hey, Bubba, listen to him. Oh, I don't listen to him. So Bubba heard him, too. So did the Secretary of Defense. I played it. 712-432-0900. That's how I get him on the phone because I don't have short wave. And then you type in the access code of Doom, 957-464. Hit the tic-tac-toe board. The conversation has started. It's between 5 p.m. Eastern time because he's in Eastern Michigan, just north of Ann Arbor. Fricker knows everything. He's an intel expert. I believe every word he says. And he's got troops. And he's saying, we're going to kill these. And he calls it the Corona beer virus. And he says stuff that would fit in with RBN. You got to hear him. You can't match him. If you can find him, maybe you can hire the ultimate. He's the ultimate. He's got it all and then some. He makes us, what we write and everything, sound like pacifists. I'm not kidding. That's hard to do. And he ain't military jurisdiction. We're coming to get you. You heard him. And he says, kill every stinking one of them and then go get who sent them. That's how he talked. We didn't even get that far. This is the ultimate. And he's talking about how to put the scope on your AR-15. How to put, if people call in, well, I got this new site here and you got to dial into it and you get them night vision goggles and night vision paraphernalia and you got the right body armor? He's going to war, and he has all these units, maybe 12 of them. He names them by name. They're all the people behind, he said, on the 13th year of Fabian socialist and Soviet socialism on America with a K. You got to hear this broadcast. You thought you knew
something. Let me say one thing, and Rev, I'll give you the floor back after this, but Rev sounds like if Jim Brewer from Half Baked was a conspiracy theorist. Keep going.
I never heard of that. I don't
that.
Know Jim Brewer. I'm just telling you what I found, and it all happened.
I was on an
RBN show, and all of a sudden someone calls in because Mr. Kentucky, he's okay. I'm not knocking any ear hosts, and he keeps cutting me off. So Mr. Dave from Michigan calls in. Well, I heard that there, Rev, actually. And I heard him, and he didn't make any sense. But then I've been listening because he gets bits and pieces. And after a couple of shows, he makes a lot of sense. America's in real trouble. And he was right, and he gave out that number. And I went to that site. It's called libertytreeradio.4mg.com. And that's he gives it out every day, Mr. I think I heard him say Art Carkeys. I can't pronounce it, and he does it so fast, and he spits out information faster than a GAU-8. I mean,
I'm going to interrupt you one more time, and this is something that I mean with all sincerity, and I think would help you vastly. And this is something that I'm teaching myself here, too, so it's something that I've been working on, especially the last couple of years, is you should try to make your points more clear-cut and succinct. Because when you start talking and going off on certain tangents, I know this for a fact because I do it myself. I still routinely do it on the show. But I think if you made your points more succinctly and clearly and very, very much to the point, like I'm having trouble doing even right now, it would be more effective communication and you would gain more people and make the message go out there further. So that's just a personal constructive criticism, but don't worry, I'm applying it to myself.
Is he talking about Mark Kornke? Is that who you're talking about, Rip?
That could be his name. Is he in Michigan?
Yeah, he's the militia guy. Yeah, and it, well, yeah, 712-432-0900, 957-464.
What? I swear, Mike is the Reb talking.
We're going to come right up in your backyard with an AC-130. Blow out your sliding glass doors.
He's cooler than anything I ever heard. He makes us sound like pacifists. I'm not kidding. And you know we write kill everyone. And we didn't even get to that part. He's already a then kill who sent him. He's even ahead of us. We didn't even get to the troops here. So I played him for the Secretary of Defense. Like, V was supposed to call all those numbers. I gave him defense intelligence just to terrify him like he did to the people at Fort Bragg. And that man called him back and said, he gave him some crap that he came out here from Quantico. He was in Denver Hotel. He met with his buddy. I think he drove him out to my place just to mouth off to me. He had black t-shirt. He had little black kinky hair on top and a black kinky beard. The other one had a black shadow. And here's scrawny white boy standing and looking down at this short. And I'm looking down and I'm standing there. I'm like, what the hell is it? And they're wearing black t-shirts and that hot sun. I wouldn't let him in my place. He's mouthing off to me that box. He's in it. I won't say on the air. But anyway, he said to me, you can't harass the U.S. government. I told you that. And then he said he's going to take me over to boat because Bubba won't answer the door. So he shows up, and, you know, he had his gun under his T-shirt. He wasn't showing it. And the other one was just standing there. And I asked him about Ed O'Connor because you're the only network that let me tell the truth about the Columbine High School. We could get to that. Because talk about FOIA. You look up.
All right, hold on. Reb, actually, you know what? Let's talk about that because you're finally saying something that's of interest to me. Let's talk about the Columbine shootings, and please, let's both try to be our best, not only respectful, but let's try to be concise in our points and try to lay it out like a story for us.
Okay. The people at Cape Canaveral hired Ed O'Connor with one N. He's a former federal agent. He lived in D.C. his whole life and moved to Colorado, working for the U.S. Justice Department. He had a real big background. But me and Bubba, we didn't know P.I. It didn't mean they hired the local lawyer who knew O'Connor, and so Canaveral, get O'Connor. So he's talking all the stuff he did as a federal agent and told me bits and pieces. And then one day, like I said, his name's on this evidence at the Joint Chiefs of Staff, this audio tape. But beside that, one day, me and Bubba seen on the internet, this was back 15 years ago, and they were still talking about the Columbine High School shooting. It's still going on today. And we saw this, like, picture of them in the woods in Douglas County, and they were shooting rifles and stuff and had sawed-off shotguns. And me and Bubba were laughing at a 12-gauge shotgun where you cut the barrel off. You're supposed to have to saw it off. But the idiots cut off the stock, and they were holding it by, like, the pistol grip. And one of them was a breech loader, double barrel, and one was a pump action. And the idiots cut the stock off. Well, you're not supposed to do that. But anyway, so they're blasting away with it, and their hands getting ripped to shreds. So it's like a public service announcement. But then they were using the .223 rifle, women Bushmasters, and they're shooting at bowling pins. So I was talking to Bubba, and O'Connor was there, and I said, well, at least they were shooting into a saddle with the .223, so the rounds weren't going over a hillside, you know, over a hill and not knowing where it ended up. They were shooting down into a saddle at these bowling pins and trees. They're goofballs. Kids, you know, and they're shooting his guns. And so O'Connor says, yeah, they're real smart. I said, what do you mean they were real smart? He said, he worked for the Klebels. I said, what? And he said, yeah, he worked for them. He worked for Sue and her old man there. And he mentioned them. They live in Turkey Creek Canyon, which 10 miles west of that school in the canyon. They're rich. They got two big estate houses. His wife worked for the state of Colorado for developmentally disabled. This is what's so weird about this whole story. And he was some kind of scientist, some kind of nuclear thing. He had, and they bought their little booger, the Klebold, a brand new BMW to drive down the canyon 10 miles to that high school, whereas the other shooter, he lived around the school in that, suburban type housing and stuff. Not too rich, but these people got the bucks, and they picked O'Connor. He knew his stuff. So I said, what do you know about them? Oh, well, the Lakewood ones, the Metro, they were the first ones in 20 minutes after the 911 phone calls on April 20th, 1999. And they went in the wrong door because that, we know the whole geography. South Pier Street is the entrance. You turn off of Bowles because there's lakes. You can't go straight down from where Bubba lives. She lives on South Pier in that area, but you can't, there's lakes. You go down the Wadsworth Street, left turn on Bowles past the lakes and that what they call Clement Park. It's athletic fields and it's public park. And then you make a right turn on South Pierce and you're at the entrance that says Columbine High School, home of the Rebels. And they turned into the east side. Well, that was the wrong part. So they go charge the Metro goofballs from Lakewood and they showed into the, they go through the double doors in the east entrance and students are standing there. It's like 11:30 in the morning around there between classes. And they just opened fire. They just went in the double doors. All of a sudden, students, are, maybe they heard some noises down the, it's a 400-foot long hallway. We've actually been in that building because of the park and everything before that, a couple years before, because it's down near where Bubba is. And we were over that way. There's a funplex where they had their bowling alley about a half mile from the school. So 400 feet across, there's like called fire doors in that big hallway, 400 foot. It's a big building, 5,000 students, different four grade levels, so they don't all attend at once. So they were on the west side where the kill zone was, those two. But the Lakewood idiots go through the door and just, O'Connor said, they sprayed the hallway with automatic rifle fire, hitting dozens of students. And that was kept from the public. And that's why they called them outside and wouldn't let them go back in. They screwed up big time because that was the first turnoff.
No, wait, can someone break that down? I think Mikey and V can understand. I for whatever reason, I need an interpreter when you talk, bro. It's nothing personal. It's just
okay,
for whatever reason.
I'm just trying to take my time, like you said.
What's the crux of what, Mikey? Could you translate for me? You're the Reb Whisperer.
Well, I was kind of half-assed listening, man. I was I'm tripping out because I remembered Mark Kernke worked with Statmiller, and he's Kornke's on his Wikipedia. It says he blamed Statmiller for setting him up.
Really?
Yeah. They worked together for a long time up in Michigan. But I mean, if you can rephrase what Reb was saying, I'll do my best here. But I'm also trying to find that. Didn't you drop an S-bomb last night sometime? I forgot about that one.
I said the time right after. Sorry.
I hear him. See, my Reb's talking about that they were automatic fire and screwed something up. He's talking about Columbine, right?
Sorry, Reb. Let me just ask you. Were you saying that
I'll
there
start
were other
again.
People?
I could start police? Again.
Just let me ask you a question and tell me if this is right or wrong. Were you saying that the police were also involved or that they stood down? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, wait.
No.
Reb was talking about how the police went in there and started blasting, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that a lot of those deaths were...
were because yeah. police. Okay, yeah. And they were being irresponsible. Okay, I got you. Thank you.
They just fired away. Like, the students between classes were just standing in the hallway, and they could have heard some ruckus down the other side, which is 400 foot. It's a big city high school. It's got fire doors as you're heading down. They build them with the fire doors, breaking it up. And so... the west side, the kill zone, the library cafeteria was 400 feet away. And the entrance, there's no way to get to the west side of Columbine High School. You got to go through a gravel parking lot you got to come in through the east side, but they stopped there and went in the wrong door because they're idiots, and they were all, we call them armored anthropoid targets when they're all geared up. We got names for it.
Oh, they call them Ninja Turtles. They call them Ninja Turtles Travis County Jail. They're the Ninja Turtles. Those guys
they're
are
no
funny.
Good.
They're usually kind of nice,
fire,
the Travis County guys. I'd rather have the Ninja Turtles.
O'Connor billed the whole thing to us. I said, well, why didn't you tell the world? How did you find out? Well, he went to area hospitals, and the lead coming out of the victims in the East Hallway, and there were dozens of them, didn't match the guns.
Let me ask you another question here, bro, because that was interesting, and I didn't know that, and I'm glad that you brought that to my attention. I'm definitely going to look into that, because that seems like something that's pretty plausible. What do you think about the two kids that went in and did this? Do you think that they were just two kids acting on their... What do you think the motivation is? Do you think they had help? Looking back even further, what are your thoughts about those two questions there?
O'Connor said they were just malcontents. They were real smart. He said they had a lot, like, going for them. They were smart. One of them had some, like, depression and the usual depression stuff. They made videos in the school. They took over the school's website, and they just had enough of all the crap in the world and figured it was falling apart anyway. So they made a plan where they would shoot out the place, and if they got away, they were going to hijack an aircraft and crash it into a skyscraper. This was in
1980. Really?
Oh, yeah. So they were always thinking ahead. But they also were planning to get their little... These are just goofballs. They don't know anything about making explosives. So they take the PVC pipe. It's just a little plastic pipe. They use it plumbing. And they fill it with 200 little firecrackers. We're just going to tell you. And you seal it real good. But you got to drill the hole for the fuse first. Don't ever drill into that. Somebody did that, and he ended up in the emergency room. I'm just telling.
Just to let you guys know, unless in self-defense, you shouldn't be doing that anyways. We're not trying to give people tips on how to create bombs here, just for the record. Because as much as I love you, Rev, I also want the show to continue. That way we can have you call in and educate us further. So please continue.
Oh, okay. I was just telling you how they did. But he knew the whole story about making these little, they call them pipe
bombs. I know, but you said, if you ever do this, never do this. Like, there's no reason. I mean,
it's in the Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
The
Anarchist Cookbook.
See Rev, this is what worries me, because I think that you have good intentions, but then sometimes when you say stuff like that, I think you gotta understand the word you're saying in the talk, because you don't want to say the wrong thing, like, oh yeah, here's where you can go might make a bomb, or here, don't do this when you're making a bomb. When you're making a bomb, do this. I mean, because obviously the government can misconstrue that, and or not misconstrue that, because you're being straightforward, and shut our whole thing down, or at least have this investigated. That's like a
This reflects nothing of the RBN network. They've been great.
I'm going to let you continue. And even after we had a shouting match, I'm letting you continue. You know, V's not stopping you. Mikey's not censoring you. None of that stuff. So I want you to continue, too. But I also want you to listen to what I'm saying, too, and take it under consideration, because that's kind of like a way of dry snitching in the truth community. You're like, oh, yeah. Like, that's something that people do to get other people's shows shut down before. They'll call in and they'll be like, yo, we should go. Yo, we got to go murder the prime minister, dog. Yo, we got to go kill Bill Clinton. Yo, we got to go kill this person. They do that and they're fed, and then they get the show shut down. So I'm just trying to say, hey, you say whatever you want, but at the end of the day, be mindful that, you know, you might not want to do that, because you might not want to say, here's how you make a bomb, and you might want to kill the Rothschilds, because this is one of the last few places we have free speech, and neither V nor I encourage preemptive violence, and then we get our show shut down, and then what? Then we have nothing, so just keep that in mind. Continue.
I never meant to be an instructor. What the encyclopedia of what we can't do includes, we're not instructors or educators or informers or reporters.
That's
but
right.
I was
That's
explaining
right.
what they put together, their goofy little high school mind. They had some primitive fuse I won't describe. They put them around the school to you could put 300 of those little.
Look at this. I'm starting to like Rev. Look at this. A friendship blooms. Let's go. Keep it going. You're doing good.
Okay. The pipe bombs, they're about 3 inches. You could put hundreds of them in an A-bag. So the goofballs carried them in, spread them around all through the hallways. They didn't work, surprise. But anyway, that's what was to drive the students out to the west side because they figured out they'll all run out. And then they were going to open fire. They weren't ever going to go in the building. They all planned this to get them out the door because the first kill shots were outside. And then the school, we call them a guinea, government true no intelligence, the actual resource guinea from the county, he was taking shots at them. He went to that west side, and according to all the reports, he was there before Denver showed up and the idiots from Lakewood, the Metro, they call them, and the ones from across the river in the city of Littleton and the Arapaho County, everybody was showing up there. The FBI showed up. So they were going
to
do that.
That's interesting to me. Let me ask you, hold on, let's take a pause here. The FBI shows up. The FBI, I mean, how close is the FBI to you that they just showed up? Usually the FBI doesn't show up immediately after something like this happens. Unless, of course, they have some involvement.
Well, that's a good point. O'Carr didn't give me that. He says he's only met with those feds once or twice in his time when he was the PI. But this time, they didn't want to talk to him because he got evidence that they're lying to the whole world. And they don't like that. Because, like I said, he went to the area hospitals. None of the lead matched the guns they said did all the shooting. And the county immediately covered up for Lakewood, and they covered it up good. And it's the same undesirable who signed off on us is Dave Thomas, who was the prosecutor for the county, and the Sharia, we call him the prime guinea of Jefferson County. They all were in it together to cover up what Lakewood did. And, like, the next day, I'll just point out, this was on Republic Broadcasting Network Facebook page. Mike put it on there in the beginning of 2017, that report. It wasn't as much in-depth, but on the 21st of April in 1999, the Mountain News, which doesn't exist anymore, the headline said, Columbine shooting, 26 dead. That's what they wrote first. And me and Bubba saw it and said, what the heck? See, we didn't know about this was 99. We didn't know it was coming our way till like 5 years later. But I'm just saying, that's a lot, 26 dead. And then by the afternoon, they corrected it with all their media people. It was only 12 dead students, one teacher, and the two suspects. See how they correct things? And then they never mentioned that headline again. But it was worldwide seen in other newspapers, too. But we saw in the Mountain News. And so O'Connor, he didn't go into the death count, but he just said lead coming out of the victims at these area hospitals. One was called Swedish Medical Center. See, Denver runs southwest, and it's actually closer to that school the way Denver runs than Lakewood, which is a couple miles north. But the county lets those undesirables run up and down the whole way. The whole top of the county, they don't care where they go. They can run all the way. As a matter of fact, they went to Park County for another shooting a few years later and killed some girl that was attending the school. We were told Park County let them go up there. And that's like over 50 miles into the hills. The Park County shooting, it made headlines and stuff. And the girl got killed. And the Park County of the Sharia there, he got, Lakewood helped. Yeah, they really helped. They do a bang-up job. That's why we want to bring troops in here. But that's another story. So this was on the Republic Network Facebook page back in 2017. I had the broadcast there. Bubba, he hides out because she stood up to him in the beginning when they started with us. And she talked to O'Connor. Like I said, I'm just an agitator. When they want to hear the real story, everybody wants Bubba. So he went to Bubba. And she told him what she knew about this and stuff. And we don't know anything about him. I thought when he said he's a PI, one spouse hires him to follow another one around. That's what we thought. No, he don't do that stuff. He's got all the screw-ups, especially this Jefferson County, which is why he lives 50 miles east in Greeley. He's in trouble around here. He hid his office in Westminster. We never saw it. And when he worked for us, and the Cape Canaveral heard a prosecutor. That's what they do in this county. They're just traitors and liars, enemies of America. That's why we call it Soviet Colorado. And the prosecutor also told him, about, hey, we got them on tape confessing. I said, what do you mean? And this lawyer says, what'd you confess to? I said, you got us. We never heard this. O'Connor knew what was going on there, too. He said, they do this. They got us. It's called 6th Street and Kipling, the CBI headquarters, state of Colorado. It's on the northeast corner adjacent to Federal Region 8. So when you say, well, the FBI must know something, are you seeing this? The revolving door between the feds and the state, it's right on the corner of Region 8 headquarters of United States of America, Federal Region 8. So you see, and it's on the northeast corner is CBI headquarters, 6th and Kipling Street in Lakewood, Colorado. See how they get away with stuff? So everybody knows about it. And O'Connor, he asked Bubba, what this terrorist looked like, and she described, oh, he knew who it was, and he got that audio tape. But like I said, he worked for the Klebolds, and this, it was on the internet, and Bubba found it. It was called, Her Son Was a Columbine High School Shooter. Remember, this Klebold, she made an appearance on some 15-minute broadcast, and she was worried about the depositions were coming up, because parents were going to sue the hell out of them. You know that. They had money. And so they hired O'Connor, of course, and he looked into it, and he got them that. She said, before the deposition, she didn't know what to do, but he got all the evidence that all the lead coming out of the East Hallway didn't come from those two. It was caused by Lakewood stupidity. But she said something weird. She didn't know her son was suicidal. And remember, he works for the developmentally disabled for the state of Colorado. And she had no clue about this weirdo son of hers. Is that a little strange? Anybody there?
Yeah, definitely would say so. But try to piece everything together. I don't know if I'm doing such a good job.
I wanted to know about the shooting more than anything I was telling you about. Did you say his name is Cornkey? I really couldn't get that. But maybe it was that key part, sounds like it was. And he's the one who worked with Mr. Stattmiller before? This is really getting interesting from my point of view, too. So they knew each other. Is that what you said?
They're old Michigan militia, man. That's where Stattmiller started. And he started Cornkey. It's Cornke. And yeah, that's his number, right? That's the call in that I gave out earlier.
Yeah.
They worked together. That's in like the 90s, man. I mean, Stattmiller's been doing this stuff
ancient
forever.
History, huh?
What's that?
That's ancient history, huh?
Yeah, I mean that's like Genesis over here. That's biblical, alternative militia,
really
independent media Genesis.
Because
there.
I would never have known about that had a caller not called in and say, that Reb, he makes a lot of sense. And you told me yourself, well, you don't make sense because you go off on tangents. Yeah, I'm not a reporter. That's why I did get through to Cornkey's group there. It was Friday, two Fridays in a row. I got through, and they said to me, you don't have any evidence. They looked at the website, and I said, well, it's run by people in Cape Cod. You don't have evidence. So we got emails notarized and cashed with the Defense Intelligence Agency. No, you don't have any. So they didn't look at it. I believe this, the way I hear him talking, he would know exactly what we did to get this to the Joint Chiefs through the Defense Intelligence Agency. But listening to this man, he would never attempt to do what we did. He just would. Bubba said, "Yeah, he wouldn't. He knows stuff, but he wouldn't do what we did. He'd never do because for a lot of reasons." But now that you're telling, this is more and more interesting to me because I got through to them and they were giving me a hard time, probably because of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And then the last Friday, I got on again there, and these other people come in. Oh, there's like, I guess, other militia members. And they said, "You're like the agitator." I said, "Yeah, that's all I do. I don't want to be proving myself. I'm just making noise." And the team of implementation, they're 5 miles away. The two double X chromosome, me too, female. So I keep pointing that out. I said, "Well, they're for the same thing that women are like this weekend. They were protesting in D.C. They said, "No, you're not going to stop their rights, their body." And believe it or not, I went through Littleton this weekend, and I saw them holding signs saying abortion is murder. They had all the church groups out on this boulevard, their main drag, and they were holding those signs, abortion's murder and everything. So the other side was out. But downtown, they were holding their, I didn't go to downtown, but that's where they claimed the big rallies were in all over America this last weekend for abortion rights. So out here in the like more suburbs, they have this abortion's murder. I guess the church groups are out. But I'm just getting perspective. Bo and Scout are the Me Too female types. They're just codependent females. They don't have a political view, but they're for their rights, their body. So what's wrong with helping them out? And that's why I'm an agitator. So that they, but they're more interested in focusing on what I'm saying because you don't have evidence. You're just making a lot of noise. And like you pointed out, it goes off on tangents. And I get cut off a lot so that people have to hear it over and over again and then piece it together. That's what this Dave from Michigan said. And now that you're telling me, if that's his name, Corin Key, yeah, he says it real fast. That could be. I thought his name was Art. You say it's Mark?
All I'm saying is if you're talking about the phone number is 712-432-0990.
Yeah, that's the number.
Yeah, that's Mark. That's Mark Corin Key. Mark.
Well,
Corin
I heard Key. Him say Art Corin.
Yeah, he's trying Mark Corin. Yeah, he's trying to a Michigan accent or something. I don't know.
Well, he's in the swamp. He says his FTX was 2 weeks ago, and he said, "Bring your mosquito netting. It's typical for Michigan. It's still like steamy out here and wet." And he's going into all the stuff, but he's like the all-time Jeopardy champion. You can't get him. I'll take swords and knives for 400. This great frontiersman of the old West made this 8-inch knife, and he's already hit the butt. What is the Bowie knife? Oh, you got $4 million, and you're only in your first week. You know, that's the kind of, he just doesn't get anything wrong. He goes back in history. He has, what did he call it? Quartermaster Friday, Weapons Wednesday. This sound familiar? This the man, huh? And he's showing us, he said, "Well, you know, this election that was a fraud, it's just like the 1932 election." He's got this everything cataloged. There's nothing you can't ask. And he loves the dollar store. He keeps talking. He's buying those 2-pound bags of beans and rice. And I'd get on the phone with Secretary of Defense and have the other phone blasting that to him. I don't have a shortwave radio, but the more you, holy crap, this is tied into your network. So I don't get it. But, yeah, he says stuff that I'm not going to repeat, but it's like, sounds like stuff that would fit in with your network. He's got names, like we got names for people we call AATs, and you call them turtle ninjas, and we call them AATs, Armored Anthropoid Target, Guinea, Government Intruder, No Intelligence. We say, "Get them bald on the ground." That's one of our favorite sayings. And he just said, "Kill them and then go get those who sent them." So I said, "Wow, he's ahead of us. We're not even up to getting troops here." And I was just amazed. He's not military jurisdiction, obviously. So what is he spouting off, and how is he getting away with it? And it's on these broadcasts and on this phone line, because I can only get it on the telephone. I don't have a short wave, or I didn't even go to the site. But I guess you've heard of radio, Liberty
Radio.
What do
you do during the day, Reb? What is a day in the life of Reb? You wake up and tell us what happens next. Give us a day in the life. Walk us through a day.
Well, we're ready to go. We're on alert. I go over to Bubba's sometimes.
No, I'm saying, what happens when you wake up? Walk me through your day. You wake up, what do you do?
There's nothing to say. I just go punch a few things and get upset. It's another day in Saigon.
See, this is the interesting behind-the-scenes stuff that people want to know about. You wake up, you randomly punch stuff. What do you punch? Take us through a day. I'm serious. We got a little bit of time here.
He gets his bat, makes some snowballs.
Yeah, that's it. I go make some snowballs in the summer too, and hit some. That's what they charge me with.
He fills a freezer. He's got a deep freeze full of snowballs that he takes outside.
I don't even want to see what's in this guy's deep freezer. But seriously, take us to a walk through a day in the life of Reb, because you've been
there
calling
us to say I'm stranded here waiting for something because we're marked. Bubba don't go out. He stays in her place. You said that Mr. Bosman, he called you up and he said, I ain't seen Bub in 30 years. I know Bub in 30 years.
Doug, so, what about you? We're not talking about Bub. This is radio, right? And in order for people to be more sympathetic and likely to participate in your cause of nonviolence, people want to hear that story. You've been calling up, as like you said, saying the same thing over and over again for 2 or 3 years, at least that I'm aware of. So now I'm trying to humanize you and give you a different perspective to our audience so that this might be a different plea. As I said on the show many times, and something I came late to understanding, is people do not make decisions based on logic. They make decisions based on emotion. So if you could walk us through a day in the life of Rev from waking up bedtime, I think that would go well with what you're looking to accomplish.
So I go outside, and that's first thing, and I'm looking around and looking for like booby traps and everything that these idiots, that means anyone walking by, because they're all freaking idiots. That's how this woman, she stopped me one time as she's driving up on the balcony on the street.
You wake up, booby traps. No, not a side story. We wake up, you look for booby traps. There are booby traps. They're not booby traps. What happens from there? What's next? Take us chronologically. Let's see if we can do this chronologically. You wake up, you look for booby traps.
I make it to the store, and that's it. And then there's other goofies. I don't cover my nose and mouth. Some of them do. Most of them are like dead men walking.
What does Rev get at the store? I'll tell you what I get at the store. When I go out to the store, I get coffee. I get bottles of water.
I get soda.
I get Dutch's. What's your soda? What's your poison?
Every one of them, from lemon lime and Coke and what's the other ones? Dr. Pepper or something. They get,
so what do you put a general store out there? In your area of Colorado, it's fairly rural, I would reckon.
Well, it's on the corner near a shopping complex, so there's a couple of stores there, and they like.
You ever eat at Torchy's?
Never heard of it.
Torchy's—they're in Colorado. They're in Texas. It's a Mexican chain joint. It's real good. You should try it.
I would never eat there.
Why not? You don't eat Mexican food?
No, bad idea. Bad idea.
Just because of the diuretic concerns, or what? Why not? You would never eat Mexican food? Why not? That's terrible. You're missing out on life.
Well, we tried it, and I'll let Scout cook up some of her stuff, but not the ones in these cheap restaurants, because you never know.
All right, so you go out to the store, and then you come home, or what's next? What's next on your day? What's a meal?
I'm in my 70s. They should have hired me at Bell Textron. I drove their helicopters, but they didn't. This is over in Fort Wayne.
Did you drive the helicopters or did you fly them?
I just say driver. I've been in the new version. That's a Sikorsky articulated road system.
We need to get a Wikipedia page about Rev so people can learn more. I know. That's why I said we need to get one.
Yeah, and Bow Scout Rev, where Bubba is actually the one everybody wants to talk to, and everybody wants to meet up with Bubba. She's a monster.
So when can we have Bubba on the show?
Well, you heard her. They didn't want to ask a lot of questions. I said to the host there, I said, well, you can ask her any question you want. And he kind of didn't answer it a lot. But she filled in, said, look, we're marked here in the state of Colorado.
Well, you're pretty persuasive. Why don't you see if you think Bubba could call in tomorrow? Maybe answer
not
a few questions?
Ever. She's not going to call. She wouldn't even meet with that federal agent. And he lied to V when he talked to him. I said,
it's one thing there's a federal agent. I don't want to meet with a federal agent ever unless I absolutely have to. I'd never want to consensually meet with a federal agent. However, you got some badass revolutionaries over here. So I thought the whole thing is you want to get the word of Bubba out. Why wouldn't Bubba want to come on our show? We ain't feds.
I agree with you. Bubba's her own boss. He just says, if they show up with, he never went to her door. He lied to, he never talked to her. He talked to the local 911 guineas at Lakewood or something. And he said, he saw our criminal record. I said, what are you talking about? You
can't. How often do you go out into town? Like when you go into the store, do you tell people about Vulture Squad? Do you go up in your town and hold up a sign, ask me about Vulture Squad?
No, I'm on the phone sometimes. These little kids come over and say, you're Bow Scout Rev. They heard me with National Command Center. That's the top Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I'm on the phone.
I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying little kids heard you from the National Command Center? That doesn't make sense to me. Can you explain that to me?
Oh, they're in the store. So I see these little kids and said, you're Bow Scout Rev? I said, yeah, well, how do you know? The whole Jefferson County school system knows about you. I said, what? You go, they look like, I don't know, they're just little boogers. You go to...
How do the kids in school know about you?
Because of the websites that got around. And the kid says...
That X-rated hamster video you did.
We did a video?
Which website are you talking about there?
VultureSquadron.com. Facebook,
look at that shameless
Twitter.
Plug I just gave you. I'm so nice.
Again?
I said I just gave you a shameless plug for your website. So, So you're the man out in Colorado. All the people know about you. Basically, the Colorado version of Justin Bieber. So that's awesome.
You didn't let me tell you. I thought these little boogers. I said you're in high school. Apparently these high schools now have grade levels starting at 6th grade, 6 through 12. I said, huh?
Are you allowed to be talking to middle schoolers?
Huh?
Kidding. Listen,
they came over to me when I heard I'm talking on the telephone. They're in the little store, and they said, you're the one who's calling the national. Yeah, that's what we do. We want these guineas. But they've been threatened in their school if they share our information.
I thought you didn't have a cell phone. How are you calling people from inside a store, which is also a command center? I'm not getting this. Is this slang? What's going on here?
Well, the people in the store know about Bow Scout Rep. The workers at
Scouters. Well, they let you use your... So the people of the store, a.k.a. the command center, use the store phone to call.
Yeah, they make phone calls, too. So I was on the phone... I said, this is how I talk to them, and I'm giving them help.
Really? So you go to the local store, and you use their phone, and you call up these high-powered people, and the kids are watching. That's pretty cool.
I didn't do it for entertainment, and we're doing it. We want troops here, but these little ones come up, hey, and then they bought me burgers. They say, here, we're buying you ham. I said, oh, okay. And I said, if anyone threatens you about them, here's the number. Call them and tell your parents, and we want troops here, and we'll put down their revolution. I'm not a lecturer. I don't even know where. They said they go to this Jefferson High School. I've never seen it, but it's around on the north side.
Maybe those people were kids. Maybe they were men in black looking to gain intel. Oh, we go to this non-existent high school.
They were awful small and didn't look old. They got good disguise.
So, you know what? Gray aliens are also look very small, and they have the ability to shapeshift. So I would be
these
careful.
Are really good then, because they knew all about it, and they said some of them worked at some country club where they were talking about us. And
well, it's different. It must be different out in Colorado, because I know here in Providence, if I walked to the corner store and I was like, hey, yeah, what's going on? Hey, what's up? Yeah, can I use your phone to call government agencies? They'd be like, get out of my store now. And then if I started
really
talking
cool.
to kids, it's just,
I'm really
it's just,
cool with these people. They see me, I got long, thick, blonde hair, pale white skin. They don't know I'm elderly. They figure, hey,
How old are you, Rev?
Over 70. I stopped counting when I got a Medicare card like a lot of years ago. Really, I got Medicare. I never used it, but they steal out of Medicare, by the way. The VA does. Everybody's
you,
on there.
You sound like you're not from Colorado. You sound like you're from the swamp. Are you from Louisiana? I'm serious. Where's your accent?
Texas. In Texas. High Plains of Texas. Bubba's from the swamps of Texas near Lake LBJ. That's Mike's part of the state. He knows Lake LBJ, northwest of Austin, and it's like runs between, I guess, northwestern Austin and Williams County, and just west Austin's Vernon County. That's where Bubba's from. He's from a hellhole called Granite Shoals, south side. I've been to Spicewood on the north side where that Ace Hick, Willie Nelson. Bubba met with Willie Nelson, by the way. She told me a story about him.
If we ever get Bubba on the show, I'd love to hear the story, so try to work on that. Thanks for calling in.
Get our name out.
Wait, hold on one second, player. We're going to let you go here. Thanks, Mike, if you could let him go. We're coming up to the end of the show. I want to let you know that tonight's show was sponsored by TOBTalk.com. It's a brand new social media platform. So if Rev wants, he could take $40, buy a smartphone, create a TLB Talk account, and share his information nonstop with everybody. I'm on it. Theo's on it. V's on it. All the people that got banned 7 years ago are on it. All the groups that got banned, they're on it. There's a whole section called Documents. It's more than just truth. There's left-wing people. There's right-wing people. There's anarchists. There's all sorts of people over there. I'd be uploading my stuff first. Android app. There's also the Apple app. And if you needed any more reminder yesterday, what happened with Facebook and how they help pedophiles, I mean, if you haven't switched over and at least stayed on Facebook to let other people know about TLBTalk.com, I mean, you're just helping blatantly pedophiles when you could take 2 seconds and help other people like V, who put in blood, sweat, and tears and their own money to bring you a censorship-free platform. So that's TLBTalk.com. I wanted to make one other point before we wrap things up here. We didn't get to my Rockefellers thing. We'll probably get that tomorrow. I was going to get to that yesterday, but we had a really, really good guest on. And so that was pretty cool. But the other point I wanted to make was, you know, people say, I'm a never Trumper. And then the people on this side say, well, I'm a never Bidener. And anybody but Trump, anybody but Biden. And on the major issues, they're still the same. This is out of Fox Business. White House offers muted backing for Fed Chair Powell amid fierce criticism from Warren. So Elizabeth Warren's criticizing Jerome Powell, rightfully so, but not completely for all for the right reasons. But that's a side note. But so everyone thought Donald Trump was against the deep state. And instead of attacking the Federal Reserve head on, he cowered and nominated Jerome Powell. And so even though there's an ish storm of controversy now, and even Elizabeth Warren's up in arms, the White House, Joe Biden, still backs the Federal Reserve chair. So this is what we're talking about. It doesn't make a difference, Democrat, Republican. They're all part of Skull and Bones, Trilateral, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, Rockefeller Institute, Carnegie Institute, Gates Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates. You already know. You already know. If it's in England, it's the Royal Institute of International Affairs. So this is just another point of, you guys, we really need to stop thinking red or blue. We need to look at the true masters and nonviolently hit them off with some direct action. The real masters of the Federal Reserve and the CIA. Theo, we're coming to a close. Any final points you want to make before we toss this over to V for the alley-oop dunk at the end? Theo's muted. Maybe he fell asleep. Who knows? It's like 4 a.m. over there, something like that. So,
yeah. Well, you know, did you have your fill of Reb tonight?
Well, you know what? I was talking earlier about how I had this shouting match. It was like the Scientology. No, I will not talk to you, Tommy. Tommy, no. Tommy. We basically screamed at each other. I called him a coward, bitch ass, loser like 1,000 times. All this other stuff. I said he wasn't a man. But, you know, I'm chill enough to give him another 45 minutes of our show. It's very difficult for me to understand Rev, and I'm usually pretty good at understanding stuff. But I vehemently disagree with him on some things, but he did teach me something today. I'm not sure I know it, but I'm going to look into it about Colorado and Aurora that I did not know. So, I wish he was a little more concise and to the point. I still don't completely understand what he's asking for, what he wants to do and whatever. But, Mike has tried to explain it to me like 7 times. I can't get my head around, okay, like, you got to do something, man. Let's do something. All these numbers, this person never comes through. This person's never there. There's behind the scenes, say her name 3 times, Bloody Mary, turn the lights out. I don't know.
All right. Well, I wonder about these things sometimes, too. So, actually, I'm glad that some questions were answered tonight. Well, anyhow, guys, yes, go to TLBTalk.com. We're not going to censor you, so go ahead and hop on, all right? And I just want to say, hey, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And just remember, in the land of the Surveillance, the name of Third Eye's King, so please educate yourself. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.